B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. Norris Howard here. We are giving you gaming news all day, all the time. We hope everybody is enjoying this beautiful Wednesday Eve. Now I am joined...
Tuesday.
Wednesday Eve.
Eve of Wednesday.
Oh, I thought you meant Wednesday evening.
No.
Wednesday Eve. Who says that?
Me. And you see, you played yourself.
I did.
You tried to catch me up, and then you didn't realize that you said some dumb shit.
You say All Hallows Eve, don't you?
No, I don't.
Okay, you're on.
Well, even still, like, that at least has some relevance. The Wednesday Eve is a bit off.
I don't care. Yeah, come on, now.
I mean, I'm not saying it's incorrect. It's just off-putting.
Listen.
Even the way he describes days has to be bougie.
That's right. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's a fine Wednesday Eve.
And Callie has returned from her unspecified sickness to join us once more. We missed you, Callie.
Yeah, I'm having a great post Monday. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's a lie. We didn't miss you. Robbie did a great job.
I'm sure he did.
Well, we did talk about Overwatch, so it was good timing.
It was great timing. But without further ado, we want to share with you what is going on in the world of gaming.
All right, so first and foremost, we got the Valorant First Strike Tournament coming up. Our first real Riot Run Valorant tournament.
It really is.
It is.
So Valorant at the start of the, or earlier this year, mm-hmm. put out a whole bunch of rules saying how they will want their Valorant scene, their Valorant tournaments to run.
Yep.
And they reserve the right to run any tournament worth any kind of money.
Right. Yeah.
If
you want to run a tournament for any money worth like more like $5,000 or something like that, you had to have Riot's permission and a license.
Exactly. And so it is really cool to see them finally actually hold something. What are some of the details of this one?
Well, there's going to be $100,000 on the line. It's something that they're doing in partnership with Nerd Street. That tournament's getting underway October 26th with open qualifiers, interestingly enough. So I don't know if they're trying to like capitalize on like the Fortnite thing with having open qualifiers. I don't know. The actual tournament itself that we're going to actually care about is happening December 3rd through the 6th. There'll be 8 teams competing in that tournament for $100,000 prize pool. Pretty exciting. I'm actually into it. I love the December idea. Beginning of December, like, we're extending the esports season by about an extra month. Obviously, Riot doesn't want to compete with themselves as they would if they tried to hold it at the beginning of November. So, hey, why not just take an extra month of everyone's time and money?
No, I think it's really smart because, first of all, that'll be the only thing anybody is watching because nothing is happening in December.
Yeah, I mean, normally you'd go up against maybe a late CSGO event and maybe
NFL.
An FGC event, right?
And NFL.
Sure, and in traditional sports, the NFL.
Yeah, but even the FGC, I think, Capcom Cup.
That's what I mean.
You'll have Capcom Cup.
Yeah, that's right there. Outside of that, though, you're going to have the airwaves pretty much to yourself. Why not hold it? And then, when January comes around, kick back up with League of Legends and you're off to the races.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly smart for them to do the tournament, not just at that time, but also offer $100,000. I think right now, because of COVID and because so many invitationals are being held, unfortunately, you see a lot of poo butt prize pools. I just feel like when you're offering such small prize pools, it's really hard to motivate players, especially if you're going to do an open qualifier. If you're going to be a big esports if you're Cloud9 or whatever, you're not entering anything for less than 50 racks.
Well, we just saw that with the Renegades tournament that just happened. They had 50,000 alone. Like, I think that's the bare minimum.
That's the bare minimum. If you want the big hitters, if you want a Renegades or a FaZe Clan or TSM or anybody that show up, you got to be north of $50,000, point blank, period. Unless we don't, in words of Stephen A. Smith, we don't care. We don't care. But I do want to share this with you because I don't get to talk about fighting games a lot. All right?
Not too much.
I'm going to be talking about it more, but I came across this because this is hilarious, the concept of this. So there's a game right now, a fighting game in development called Serial Killers.
Oh no, they took my movie title.
Yes, it's called
What was your movie?
I had a script written in
first grade.
Oh. Hey, Jack, kill yourself. How about that? in college for a movie called Serial Killers. It was about a box of Crave cereal that has all the, like, the weird commercial with them like hunting down the chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that, but they murder people instead.
Okay, so when you threw that notebook away, or correction, when your parents threw that notebook away because they read that bullshit, it was picked up by this guy, obviously, who's decided to make a fighting game about it. And it's funny because he's got mock-ups. You can check it out on Twitter or on Event Hubs, which is a great website for fighting game news if you're looking for it. He has all of these sort of pseudo-well-known serial characters. There's Terror T for Tony the Tiger. He's okay, like a tiger ninja.
So he does not... To be clear, he does not have the rights to these characters.
Absolutely not.
Okay, just
but
checking.
He is just on the edge of copyright infringement, I'll tell okay. you that. He has Commandant Crush for Captain Crunch and Chalk Von Kuhl for the Count
Chalk Von what?
Kuhl.
I'm still back on Commandant Crunch.
Crush.
I'm sorry. Commandant
yes,
Crush.
Yes, he has a cannon for a leg.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know, they got, you know, the Lucky Charms guy. They got Frankenslime, from, you know, from blueberries and stuff like that. I mean, my man went deep. He went deep into the cereal sort of lore to create some of these characters.
The cereal lore.
No, it's really great. But I immediately thought of this, and I wanted to ask everybody, oh my God, okay. I have to stop because I just saw my favorite characters. It's a 3-in-1 character from Rice Krispies.
Oh, God.
Snap your neck, crack your back, and pop a cap.
You know what? I know my main.
I know my main.
Day one main.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, if you had to pick a cereal or a cereal mascot to play. Chad has already picked his main.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. That was a great name.
I mean,
the only other one I can think of, and I don't know what their name would altered name would be, is like Toucan Sam.
There he is here.
He's here. Okay.
Toucan Slam.
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay,
his beak is like a scythe.
Okay, alt. He's my alt.
He's your alt. Who do you got, Callie?
Geez, I don't know. Do they have the wolf from Cookie Crisp? I'll lose my mind if they do.
They do.
Oh, my God. Of course.
He has bone nunchucks.
He has bone nunchucks?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus. All right. I'm into this.
Yeah.
We can play this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm using the frog. His name's Lick'em from Sugar Smacks.
I remember Smacks.
Uh-huh. So I'm either using him or I'm using the cyborg fighter app.jax.
App.jax. That sounds like it should be a skin for the Applejacks character.
It does. But
what is the Applejacks character?
You know what it sounds like?
They don't have one.
If I clicked on it, I'd get a virus.
Exactly. Exactly. Like it came through LimeWire.
Yeah.
Do you remember? This just made me think of the old Corn Pops commercials. Gotta have my pops. Where it's like you're
another.
What about the honeycomb guy? The fucking maniac. Is he on there?
Oh, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's like Sonic, but he's like freaking out.
Is he meth head?
Yeah, he's like spazzing out.
Oh my God!
No, listen. This game, let this happen. Let this game happen.
I'm in.
Please post. Kellogg, do not sue
General
this
Mills.
Man.
General Mills,
don't sue this man.
Please.
I need this game.
It's 2020. We need something.
Yeah, we need something.
Give us one thing. Just one thing.
I need a win.
All right,
I got a win
for you.
All right.
AOC is streaming some Among Us.
Whew. All right, y'all know how I feel about AOC in the office. I love AOC. I don't always agree with her politics, but I love me some AOC. I love her to death. Okay.
Yeah.
But her being on Twitch is my world's colliding too much. I might fall out, y'all. What do I do?
I don't know. I'm excited for it regardless.
I mean, it's Among Us. It's the hot game.
It is, but I also think it's just going to be kind of interesting to see, like, we know she plays like League of Legends, but I don't think we've watched her play League of Legends. You know what I mean?
She doesn't really stream it.
She's so higher rated than me.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how a politician will play a game. I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
Politicians, they're people, Chad.
It doesn't seem like it. You know what I mean? You don't think. think of when I think of a politician, like the idea of human like leaves my brain.
You think of Kevin Spacey in House of Cards.
Exactly. You lose that kind. I think
of Mitch McConnell and just go, ugh.
Man, exactly. Man. You have these kind of weird feelings, whether positive or negative, but you don't think of them as like typical people who mm-hmm. go home
and
have
enjoy
families,
things.
Have hobbies until there's some type of scandal behind one of those
right.
things.
Funny enough, Kevin Spacey's character in House of Cards played a lot of Call of Duty.
You're right.
He did.
You're right.
He played a lot
of
Call of Duty.
I forgot about that. You know?
And so, like, that was, you know, I actually think more politicians than we would think play video games
oh, sure.
simply because of the anonymity factor. You could be whoever you want. You could play with it. I would not be surprised if Callie has ERP'd with a politician in Final Fantasy 14.
You know what? I don't like that you're probably right.
I know I'm 100% right. Yeah. I guarantee it was Lindsey Graham. You know it was Lindsey. You Ooh. Know it was. You know it was Lady
I
G.
Mean, let me tell you, some of the people that I RP'd with, yeah, I'd believe that was Lindsey Graham. You wouldn't shock me, Eddie.
But anyway, on
we
top
here
of,
at Checkpoint XP do not know if or whether or not Lindsey Graham ERPs.
Yeah, we do.
We just assume.
Yeah, we do. anyway, but in addition to AOC streaming on Twitch, which I will be watching all day.
Can
and
you
I
imagine
don't
if
care.
They got 10 members of Congress to play Among Us?
I didn't think of having Yo! An all-political party because
yeah. no, and not
she's
just
doing
one party.
Streamers.
Five
across
Dems,
the aisle.
Five Republicans.
Yes!
Among
no,
us.
We need two. We need four Republicans.
No, and you
four,
get two.
And then we get a couple independents just
yes,
thrown in there.
Yes, you get a two. Those are your imposters.
Oh!
You get the independents. Who are the imposters?
I'll say all the independents caucus for the Dems, though.
I know, but that's the imposter.
Yeah.
So that listen, we've made this stream infinitely
oh,
better
if she
already.
She can pull that off.
That'd be great.
Do you think
I got
that
the
she
squad
has,
on one side.
That'd be awesome.
Do you
awesome.
Think that there are some Republicans and some Democrats that would like put everything aside enough to actually do that with her?
Yeah,
see,
absolutely. Oh, with AOC, I don't know.
No, not AOC.
I know
with
she's
each
kind
other,
of,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know any other politician that streams, obviously. Like,
yeah.
She's kind of the first of her kind at this point.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I mean, it's a generational thing, man.
Well, she's you not, know? I mean, she's younger, but she's not like.
She's young. Like, for
I think she's younger than me, isn't
for
she?
For a politician,
she
is young.
How old is she?
I think she's like 31.
Oh, she's the same age as me.
Yeah.
How old are you, Alexandria?
How old are you?
She is. Yeah, she was
born. She's 31 years old.
Yeah,
told you.
She was born.
I told you.
Oh, she was born 3 months after me. What have I done with my life?
Exactly. Exactly. Here's AOC, this political firebrand leading the country into its next phase of political ideology, and Callie is here in this room talking to us losers.
Yeah.
That's true. But she got all those followers in like 2 seconds, and we've been streaming for how long?
Well, just have one of us run for office, and then we'll change that up. But in addition to AOC streaming some Among Us, apparently there's another pseudo-celebrity that is streaming on Twitch this month as well. Sacha Baron Cohen will be streaming as Borat.
Mm, yes.
Geez.
I'm kind of excited for this.
I am not.
Well, with Dr. Lupo.
Less.
So he's,
I mean,
he's not streaming by
thing?
Himself. I don't know if it's a charity thing. I think, well, Lupo, it wouldn't surprise me because he's very charitable. He does a
yeah.
lot of stuff for that.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't shock me. But I don't know. I think it'll be kind of funny.
Here's how I feel. I feel like, first of all, I think Borat and all of his characters worked at a time where there wasn't the internet, and or at least the internet wasn't as widespread as it is now.
True.
I feel like if you're still getting spoofed by Borat, like,
I don't know if it's a spoof. I think at this point it's more of the character, and it's less of a spoofing like the first one. I think it's more of like it's an actual movie where it's,
I'd rather just hear from Sacha Baron Cohen.
I agree. I will agree with that, but I think it's an interesting new marketing tactic.
I guess. I mean, to me, I feels like is this Rock the Vote? Is this what Rock the Vote is in 2020?
Yeah, I think
it's
I
just
think so.
Stream on Twitch.
Well, is this like the new? Is commercials going out, ads are going out, and this is the new
I'm
going to
tell you right
form.
Now, the political ad is never going away.
Well, not the political ad, but I meant like the new form of like really integrating.
Of engagement?
Engaging with an audience, yes. Is this it? Is it like, oh, instead of going to some late night show, I'm going to go on Dr. Lupo's stream.
No, absolutely. Oh, yeah. In terms of, does it replace the late night show interview?
Late night shows,
absolutely.
All those kinds of like
absolutely.
Old school marketing
100%.
That's so crazy to think
replaces
about.
That.
Like,
absolutely.
Think about how huge those morning shows and things like that. And like one guy sitting in his bedroom.
That will have its place.
Yeah.
But if it's about meeting voters where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is absolutely a part of it. So it'll be interesting to see both these streams. AOC is supposed to stream today. I can't remember when Borat was supposed to stream, but we'll grab that right quick. But the AOC stream should be really interesting, especially a couple days before our final, allegedly final presidential debate. So it'll be interesting to see what goes on with that show. Do we have the Borat information?
As this goes up, it will be currently live.
All right. So if you're listening to this and you're not in your vehicle, slide over and check out that Borat stream and let us know on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. We are going to be back with more Checkpoint Daily, where we are going back to the polls. And we're voting for a cabinet position. Why? Because we're a true democracy here on Checkpoint Daily. So stay around for that.
Step into the secret lair of the great Landis and Professor Awesome on The Other Identity. Join in on the adventure of a lifetime as Robbie Landis and Marvel alumni Ben Morris team up to bring you the best and worst comic book opinions. From ranking the best live-action Batman to bringing you the essentials on heroes like Spider-Man, discover a whole new world of superheroes and comics on The Other Identity. You can download at CheckpointXP.com or from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever it is that you find your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. I'm not going to do the transatlantic accent this time, even though I really thought about it. But since it is very close to Election Day, and let's be frank, the election has already begun. If you have not voted, look up your polling places. Look up your information. You can vote right now.
We are 2 weeks from Election Day.
That's right.
That is crazy.
2 weeks.
And I mean, it's not like as like prominent in my mind because I've already voted this year, but like, yeah, 2 weeks from Election Day, and then probably 7 to 10 days after that from actually knowing who wins.
Yeah, pretty much. But we still want you guys to go out there and vote and let your voice be heard.
Do it.
Make sure you look up all your voting information, and if you would like, we could go to our friends at gamers.vote.
Yep.
That's right.
To find all that information
out. I will say, do it now because I learned something the hard way where I have an enhanced license, which means in Michigan I could go to Canada pretty easily, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Apparently I can't do anything online to change my address after I moved.
Mm.
So
you gotta make Secretary of State
I have to actually go in, which I'm hoping I could do day of and register to vote at the same time because online it said you have to wait 10 days. And I was like, that's cutting it
just
close.
Just vote at your old district, dude. It's no biggie. Anyway, with that said, Checkpoint is going back to the polls. And this week we are voting on Secretary of State. Now, what we're going to be doing here is I will select three candidates that are also video game characters. So I will read off what some of their stances are, and you guys will tell me if that's a good vote or not.
For those not in the know.
That's right.
What does the Secretary of State do? What functions does
the Secretary of State perform?
The
Secretary of State is your number one head foreign official. The person who goes overseas, makes peace treaties, helps with trade deals. Also, in some cases, can also be responsible for helping to deploy the military. The Secretary of State will tell the Secretary of Defense, we don't like them, go fight. That's usually how it works.
Got it.
This is your representative across the world. In many cases, they'll be called a foreign minister in many other countries. So take that in mind. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who is the representative of America to the rest of the world, all right?
All right.
Here is our first candidate. Our first candidate is Princess Zelda.
Ah, okay, so Princess Zelda. She's got a background of working with the Gorons and the Zora people.
Yep.
She has good gender politics between her and Sheik.
Yep.
Okay, I can see her being a well qualified candidate, definitely a diplomat, and she has also gone to battle for her country.
That's right. She does have battle experience in the armed forces, also keeps the Triforce of Wisdom.
She does. Very pertinent.
Very pertinent. She does have a thing. She kind of always has a Sheikah servant. That's a little problematic.
That is a little, or she is the Sheikah servant sometimes.
It's a little strange.
Some cultural appropriation
Some cultural appropriation issues. There's also the looming specter of a certain silent guy that just always follows her around when she gets into trouble. I kind of would prefer my Secretary of State to not be abducted or in trouble.
Hey, that's a bodyguard.
Yeah, but
every politician has a bodyguard for the most part.
Yeah, but they also aren't like 8 years old.
That's true. That's true.
So isn't she as well? No, she's older.
In Ocarina of Time, she was pretty young when she met Link. She's like 11, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's also around the same age. But still, I would prefer him not to disappear and throw the world into chaos for about 10 years. And then
remember, it happens. That game's all screwed up, too, because remember, the kids in the Kakari Forest actually never grow up, and Link only gets older once he leaves. So.
Oh, see, I'm already in. If I don't age ever again...
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if voting for her as Secretary of State gets you into the Kokiri Forest, but maybe.
Okay, Secretary of State does not write domestic laws. That is a big misnomer. We don't want that. All right. Candidate number two.
All right.
Big Boss from the Metal Gear Solid series.
Okay.
Now, see, you know what's funny? I was thinking Solid Snake.
Big Boss.
Big Boss. Okay. All right. Well, definitely versed in American politics as
well. Well versed.
Well aware of how government functions and how to subvert it.
A bit hawkish.
A bit hawkish. A little war profiteering. A little bit of that. Some problematic elements there. I definitely think it's definitely going to be, you know, showing him the stick versus showing him the carrot.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the main thing is that in his stance, he says he will push very hard to reinvest in the military, and his support for our veterans is very high. He wants to he does want to talk to Department of Health and Human Services as well as HUD and other entities, Secretary of Interior, to talk about rebuilding the VA. That's very important.
Interesting.
To Big Boss.
I can understand that.
He does insist that the Secretary of Defense is a man known only as Revolver Ocelot.
I don't know how I feel about Revolver Ocelot as Secretary of Defense.
I'm not even sure he's an American citizen. But
you have to be a citizen. You don't have to be born here, I don't think.
Well, I'm not sure he is, okay?
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
You have that, and there's also the question of, is he dead?
Well, that is a major question. okay, I think from a stance of someone who projects authority and power, I think great name. I think there's some problematic elements, but I'm guessing every candidate will probably have some problematic elements.
Is there something
elements.
In legislation that says if you are undead, you cannot run for office?
I don't think there is.
I don't think so either. So I don't think that last one's a true problem.
Interesting.
Yeah. Honestly.
Okay.
All right. And our final candidate for Secretary of State is the Prince of All Cosmos from Katamari Damacy. Mm. His platform is he will literally roll all of us up into a giant ball.
I'm in. He's definitely about uniting the nation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's definitely about uniting all peoples of the world, actually.
I suppose.
It's kind of forceful, but I can appreciate the idea.
Well, I appreciate a firm stance on it.
Yes,
I'll grant you that.
I mean, you know what you're going to get with him, though.
You know what? That's fair. There's really not a lot of questions.
Right.
About
the other two, you're like, ooh, I don't know. This could end well. This could end bad. I don't know.
Unlike certain presidential candidates, you know what you're in for.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a little against being rolled into a giant ball.
Well, you say this having not done it yet.
This is true.
Mm.
Just saying.
But what if you get rolled up next to the wrong person?
That'd be brutal. But
are kind of in that favor. You never know.
Who's the right person, I think, is the question.
That's true.
Yeah, so that is the stance. That is it. That is literally all he has written down in the legislation box.
I was say, what party is he running with?
It says the ball party.
Ah, yes.
Excellent. Okay.
The most known of parties.
Yeah.
So I assume Zelda's running on the Progressive Party.
Yes, she is on the Labor ticket.
The Labor ticket. All right.
Okay. We've made up parties. it's whatever.
For the purposes of this event.
And Big Boss is running as a Republican.
Oh, okay. He refuses to use a made-up party.
Yeah, he is running as a Republican. So with that said, everyone must cast their vote in this room, starting out with Callie Sloan. Where do you go?
You know what? I mean, obviously, as a trans woman myself, it's got to be more women in power and someone who's good on gender politics. Got to vote for Princess Zelda.
All right. Chad.
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling the ball party here.
All right. Listen.
I know what I'm going to get out of this. Listen, it's a weird place to go, but someone's got to kind of get out of this two-party centric idea. And
it's 2020.
It's 2020. It's time. It's the time. He's got weird ideas, but they could work.
I get it.
I'm willing to make some sacrifices.
It's 2020, and maybe all of us on some point have just said, you know what? Roll it all up into a ball. This is it.
Start
new.
Start fresh.
Start fresh. Turn that sumbitch sideways.
Well, I'll just say this. In the era of COVID, I'm not sure being rolled up into a giant ball is the smartest
thing. Survival of the fittest.
That is really gross. I, too, will be casting my ballot for Princess Zelda. I like Big Boss. I like what he does. You know, I come from a military family.
I understand.
Plenty of veterans in my family. I'm not quite sure if his promise of full denuclearization can actually happen. And on top of that, there is the matter of the fact he built an entire private army in the middle of the Indian Ocean and didn't tell anybody about it. So
I don't know. It sounds a lot like you're just against the undead, and I don't know if I appreciate it.
No,
that.
I'm against private militaries.
Right.
You wouldn't think that anti-PMC would be a big political stance these days.
No,
but it really,
you wouldn't think so. You wouldn't think so. So in this room, the votes have decided that Princess Zelda will be our Secretary of State. But we want to ask you. You guys, let us know who would be your Secretary of State. Is it Princess Zelda and her message of wisdom and togetherness? Is it Big Boss with his emphasis on the military? Or do you just want to roll it all up into a big ball and call it a day and vote for the Prince of all Cosmos? Let us know. But for Chad Callahan and Callie Sloan, that is going to be all for us today. And we will see you at the polls.
Ball Party 2020.